Thank you, Sister Lisa. Wow. What a song. Before he even asked, the answer is yes. Can you imagine what can be accomplished this year if that's the attitude of God's people? Before you even ask, the answer is yes. Appreciate that, Sister Lisa. The thing that she didn't tell you about her journey, and I believe I'm right about this, she did not miss not one service in all of 2021. If the doors were open, she was here. And I think that's commendable. Is there a word of testimony on anyone's heart before I get to the word this morning? I don't want everybody to be jealous or anything, but I received my first gift of the new year. Thank you, Sophia. I love it. And it will go up in my office. I have some other gifts that have been given to me by the kids of the church, and they're all displayed proudly in my office, and I will add that one to it. Thank you so much. If there's no other word on your hearts, I do desire your prayers as I try to bring what God's placed on my heart. It is the new year. Some of you are probably wondering, well, is he going to bring a new year's message to us or something else? Well, I never like to disappoint, so yes, I'm going to bring a New Year's message to you this morning because I want to encourage you. Sometimes we need encouragement. Sometimes we need a little push. And God's Word helps us with that. I'm going to be reading my scripture from the Old Testament. I believe it's the fifth book of the Bible, the book of Deuteronomy. And I'm going to begin my reading in chapter 2, verse 1. The Old Testament, if you want to follow along, the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness. Before I do that, let me just tell you what was going on before this. Beginning in the first chapter, Israel had, as you recall, they had been taken out of Egyptian bondage, and they were on their way to the promised land. But along the way, things didn't go so good with them. God was leading them. They weren't following like they should have been following. And as a result of that, God said that they would spend 40 years wandering in the desert. Now, in my reading today, in the first chapter, Moses had begun to relate to the second generation the history of Israel. And in my reading, he picks up or he continues to tell the history of the story as he had begun in chapter 1. So then, verse 1, then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. And command thou the people, saying, ye are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourselves therefore. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land. No, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. Ye shall buy meat of them for money, that ye may eat, and ye shall also buy water of them for money, that ye may drink. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness these 40 years. The Lord thy God hath been with thee, and thou hast lacked nothing. That's reading the first 7 verses of the second chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. I want to use as my text verse 2 and 3 of my same reading. In verse 2 it said, and the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. The title of my message this morning is, it's time to move. It's time to move. In my scripture reading, the Israelites, they were wandering around in circles. And they had no direction. And for the most part, they didn't have any faith. And God had a direct, straightforward message for them. And brothers and sisters, we are entering a new year, and I know there's lots of hopes and there's lots of expectations on the part of probably all of us, but in many ways, for many, they've been wandering, And they've been circling for nearly 2 years or longer because of the pandemic or because of other reasons of things that are going on in their lives. And like the Israelites, they're just circling. They lack direction and they lack faith. And in this passage, God has a direct, straightforward message for us, just like he did for the children of Israel. So I want us to take a little closer look at my scripture reading this morning. The Israelites, they were still in the wilderness. And why were they there? Well, I've already told you that they were there because of their unbelief. If you read the scriptures, they were there because of their grumbling. They were there because of their complaining against God. And in Numbers chapter 14, and in the 28th verse, the Lord tells Moses this. He says, "Say unto them," referring to the Israelites, he said, "Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you." And listen to what he said. He said, "Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me." You got that, right? 20 and above are going to die in the wilderness, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb. All the others, according to the scripture, they were forbidden to be able to enter into Canaan. And it's estimated that it was anywhere from 1 million to 2 million people that had went on this journey. And in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 2, it tells us that this journey that they were on, in reality, it was an 11-day journey from Mount Horeb to the Promised Land. An 11-day journey. And they spent 40 years on a journey going in circles that should have lasted 11 days. Listen this morning, it wasn't distance that stood between them and the Promised Land. What stood between them and the Promised Land was the condition of their hearts. And because of their disobedience, they had been in the wilderness for 40 years. So God is now talking to the second generation of people. To be honest with you, the second generation wasn't much better than the first generation. They had been walking around the same mountain, the Bible tells us, for many days. And they were basically, as I said, they were walking in circles. They had no direction. They had no vision. And they were just wasting their days and their lives walking in a circle. According to the scripture, the Lord had his fill with these people. And he says, "You have compassed." In other words, you've been traveling around this mountain long enough. He says, "Turn ye northward." The Lord is telling them, you've been wandering around out here too long. It's long enough. You spent your whole life walking around in circles. It's time to take some initiative. It's time to find direction. It's time to find vision for your lives. It's time to quit wasting your lives, is basically what he was saying. And then God gives them direction. You know, God gives us direction. And God gave them a direction, and he says, "Move northward. Quit walking in circles and move toward the Promised Land. My promise to you." He had promised it to them when they left Egypt 40 years before that. The promise of the Lord had not changed, and he would have fulfilled his promise way earlier if they would have just put their trust in the Lord, if they had put their faith in the Lord, in what the Lord said that he could and that he would do for them in their lives. What he told them was, you need to quit dwelling on the past. You need to know what the past was, but you need to quit dwelling on the past. He said, "Didn't I take care of you there? And didn't I bless you all of this time, even though you didn't listen to me, even though you didn't follow the instructions and the directions that I had given unto you? I've been with you all the way. Now get up and get moving, and I'll still be with you always." That's the promise of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. It tells us, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Brothers and sisters, there is a comfort and there is a peace in knowing that our Lord is always with us, that he's always there, that he'll never leave us, that he'll never forsake us. We're beginning a new year, 2022. We got to get used to writing that, 2022. And we don't have any idea what's going to come in this new year. Some will just say, well, it's just another year. For some people, that's all they think. It's just one year to the next year. It's just another year, just like last year and the year before that. Let's hope not. Let's hope it's not like it's been the last couple of years. Some are going to say, you know, there's no use getting excited. Now, they'll say that there's no reason to change anything. I'm just going to stay right where I'm at, doing what I've been doing. And others may say that, well, I've heard of a promised land. I'd like to be that place that God wants us to head toward or to go to. And brothers and sisters, you know what our promised land is. Our promised land ultimately is the kingdom of God in heaven, a place that he has prepared. When he left here, he said, let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, Jesus said, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, what I would have told you. And he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and I'll receive you unto myself. Why? So that where I am, there ye may be also. We've got a destination. We've got a promised land that we're heading to. But there will be those that say, but the way is too hard. There's too much that's expected of me. So I'm just going to keep circling. I'm just going to keep circling this mountain. I'm going to spend another year out here in this wilderness. But God's got a word for you. God's got a word for every single one of us. He said, ye have come past this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. In other words, he's saying, it's time to move. It's time to get up. It's time to get going. It's time to let go of the past. Paul said to the Philippians in the third chapter and in the 13th verse, he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But he said, this one thing I do. He said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. The Israelites, they had been holding on to the past. Now, I can't tell you with a surety what their problem was, but I have some speculations. I believe for some of them, they may have been told some good stories about what it was like in Egypt. Remember, they cried and they begged God to get them out of the bondage of Egypt. And then when they got out into the wilderness and the way got a little bit hard and life got a little bit hard, then they began to complain and murmur and question God. They didn't have their full trust in the Lord. They said, what did you do? Bring us out into the wilderness that we could just die out here? We would have been better off if we just stayed in Egypt. How wrong was that? The wilderness wasn't their destination. The wilderness wasn't their vision. Certainly, you can imagine there's going to be trouble from one point to the next. Not going to be good water, not going to be enough food. But God said, I will be with you, I will provide for you. And he did that, and they still complained. They didn't like what he gave them to eat. Didn't like the things they had to do to get the water they needed and all of those things. And so maybe in their minds, they were holding on to the past and the stories that the generation before them had told them about how great Egypt was, although it wasn't. And maybe some of them just felt guilty, maybe for their sins, maybe for the sins of their forefathers, thinking that it was hopeless. We're just going to die out here. God said, let go of all that. Let go of the past. He said, it's time to move forward. all of us, as we walk through this life, we've got to ask ourselves, are we holding on to something in the past? What's holding you back from putting your total faith and trust in what Jesus has proved he's capable of doing in your life, just as he's done in the lives of others? And, are you still trying to recapture or relive maybe some of the glory days, as some people call it, of the past? Or are you haunted by sins or some of the mistakes that you have made in the past? Whatever happened in the past, good or bad, it's still back there. It's still in the past. People try to recapture the past. You can't recapture the past. You can't ever go back and redo anything. You remember when you were kids and you were playing and you do something that says, hey, do-over. Well, there is no do-over. Whatever the past was, it is the past. And we don't have a redo-over. But brothers and sisters, we've got to lay aside whatever it is that distracts us from being effective Christians. We need to move forward. We need to go forward. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope isn't in the things that we did in the past. Our hope isn't in the things of this world, the material things of this world. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. And the encouragement of God's word is, don't dwell on the past. You can think about the blessings of the past and rejoice in those. You can think about the things of the past that happened to you and understand what the reason was for those things and how what God wants you to learn from those things. But we don't want to stay there. We don't want to dwell there. We got to get past those things. And we've got to look forward to what Jesus has for us and what he will help us to become. The future, really, it starts today. It's a new year. The future of 2022 starts today. Praise God for that goodness of the past. Excuse me. Thank God for the goodness of the past. If necessary, we need to repent and we need to ask forgiveness for mistakes that we have committed or of the past or that we're committing now. Let go of the past. Grab hold of. Hold on to God. He is the God of today. And he will also be the God of tomorrow if time continues. Leave the past in the past. Enjoy today. And, sometimes we miss the joy of today because we're looking back or we're looking forward and we're missing what's happening right now in our lives. We need to deal with what's happening in our life right now. It's good to have hope and vision for what tomorrow is going to bring, but we don't know that tomorrow is ever going to come. We don't have an assurance that we'll live to tomorrow. So we need to make the most of what God has blessed us with today. It's a new year, and I'm thankful that this new future, it will provide new opportunities for God's people. And we just have to keep our eye on our promised land that God has promised to us. And we need to concentrate on the relationship that we have with the Lord right now. The relationship that we are enjoying or have right now, if we have one. If we don't have one, we need to get into a relationship with him. And that's only possible by repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his plan of salvation. That's why Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, to atone for sin. But we still must come to him and repent of our sins and trust and believe in who he is and what he did and why he did it and what it can mean to us. And then we can rejoice in the gift of God, which is salvation. And we can begin a new journey and a new walk with the Lord. We've got to move on to a life of complete faith. We've got to move on to a life of complete obedience to the Lord, surrendering it all. As Sister Lisa sang in her song, being ready to say, here am I, send me, here am I, use me. It's time to quit walking around in circles, brothers and sisters. The Israelites were walking around in circles. They'd spent almost 40 years in an area they could have walked across in 11 days. Wasn't God's will because of their disobedience, because of their murmuring, because of their complaining. They didn't have any drive to do anything else. As strange as it may seem, they were comfortable being uncomfortable. How sad is that? There's a lot of people in the world today that are settling for less because they've become comfortable in being uncomfortable. It breaks my heart when I think about people that are in that situation. They resign themselves to a life with no purpose, no direction, and no vision. In Sunday school in the teenage class today, we talked about who's responsible for our growth. Who's responsible for our spiritual growth? And the answer was pretty simple. We are. We are responsible for our relationship with the Lord. We are responsible for what we want out of this life. God will work and intervene in our life, but we got to seek the leadership of the Spirit of God. And God, if we're truly attuned to God's Spirit in our life, we'll have purpose and we'll have vision and we'll have direction. How many today are walking around in this life today in circles? Their life missing purpose. They find themselves in a rut with no direction and no vision. Those of you who are regular church attenders, when I say Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18, you probably know what that verse says. For it says there, where there is no vision, what happened to the people? They perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. That's not God's plan for any of us. It's not His plan for me. It's not His plan for you. If you're there, it's because you want to be there. Don't get mad at me for saying that. I say that because a life that's lived for God always has purpose. You hear me, brothers and sisters? A life that's lived for God always has purpose. A life that's lived for God always has direction. You want 2022 to be better than what 2021 was? Commit yourself to following the ways and the directions of God. Well, how do I know what they are, preacher? It's all right here. God gives us our direction. He gives us a purpose. He gives us our vision right here in the Word of God. And we can quit walking around in circles because He said, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. Follow the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it's a new year. And I believe it's time to get going. God had enough of the Israelites' lack of direction. He had enough. So He gave them direction again. And this time, He wanted something from them. He wanted action. He was telling them it's time to move. And you have to do something. And He was telling them, I want some action. God wants the same thing from His people today. He wants action. Are you following the direction of the Lord for your life? Are you following the direction of the Lord for His church? If not, isn't it time to follow God's direction? Again, if you're confused or don't understand what God's direction is, you need to get in the Word. You need to get into Sunday school. You need to get into worship services. You need to get into Wednesday night Bible studies. God will help with the direction. It's right here. As I said a few weeks ago, people say, well, I don't know what God's will is for my life. You're not looking very hard because it's spelled out in the Word of God. Start with the Great Commission. That'll tell you what God's purpose and direction is for your life. And so many other passages that we find in God's Word. I wish everybody could have been here Wednesday night. I wish the house would have been full. We studied about our reasonable service and what that means. We studied about forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. For those that are wandering, where has your wandering through life got you? You need to ask those questions. Are you in or are you outside the center of God's will for your life. I tell you all the time, the best place to be is in the center of God's will for your life. Well, are you in it or are you outside of what the center of God's will is for your life? If you're still passing through the same places that you've been before, it's time to get going with the Lord. That's the message I want us to get out of this passage today. It's time to put some action to the words that we keep repeating. It's time to move. We've all heard the definition of insanity, haven't we? It's doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting a different outcome. I'll be honest with you, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different outcome. We have to do something different. We have to put our faith and trust in the Lord in this new year. We got to get up. We got to start following the Lord. We got to have more desire. We got to have more determination than we had last year. And then let me tell you what will happen. Watch the results it will produce in your life and in the lives of those around you if you'll do that. It's time to trust completely, completely in the Lord. The Israelites' problem was a lack of trust. Their problem was a lack of faith. And they were in the wilderness because they failed to place their faith in the Lord. With the exception, of course, of Joshua and Caleb. You remember the 12 spies that were sent out. 10 of those spies that were sent out, they came back and they said, "The people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great." In other words, what they were saying was, we can't overtake them. Joshua and Caleb were the only two that said, "God has promised us the land. Let's get up. Let's get going. Let's go and possess the land because God has already promised it to us." The reaction of the people was, "Stone those two. We can't go." And as a result of their lack of faith in what the promise of God was, the penalty or the judgment upon them was those 40 years of circling in the wilderness. It appears they had rather waste their life and going in circles than putting their faith and trust in the Lord. The Lord was giving them the promised land. And they just walked in circles, not trusting anybody but themselves. And all they had gotten for themselves was 40 years of walking in circles until all of those that were 20 years old and above had died, as the scripture I read to you from Numbers. Brothers and sisters, it's a dawning of a new year. And I don't know what your expectations are. I don't know what your hopes are. I don't know what your fears are about 2022. I can speculate some of them, but I'm not going to take the time to do that. I guess what I want to encourage you this morning is to put all of your faith in the Lord. 2022, put all of your faith in the Lord. You know, God offers us everything. There's nothing we need that God doesn't offer us. Think about it. He offers us forgiveness. He offers us what we need in this life. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things of this life shall be added unto you." I'm thankful that he offers us real life in this world. And you say, "Well, what do you mean by that, preacher?" I mean, if you're not saved, you don't know what real life is. Because you don't begin to truly live until you're in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you can really begin to enjoy true life and living in this world. A life that's filled with blessings. A life that's filled with joy. A life that's filled with contentment. I didn't say everything would be roses, but God will give you blessings. He'll give you contentment. He'll give you peace about what you're going through, about what you're experiencing in this life, because you'll never be alone again. You'll never be without the Lord in your life and in your presence because of the indwelling of the Spirit of God. He calls us to quit trusting ourselves, and he calls us to trust in him. I always say I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I can tell you this. Without the Lord, you won't get anywhere. Without the Lord, you won't get anywhere. Why continue on the same? You know, Dawn, yeah, we're starting the diet again first of the year. That's the way I roll like this. But she says, we're going to have to start getting exercising some more. And we have a treadmill. And, you know, I'm one that's like, it's 30 degrees outside. I think I'll use the treadmill. And she says, I don't like using the treadmill. You just stay in one place all the time, looking at the same thing all the time, and it never changes. And I understand that. And really, you can apply that to our lives today. Why continue on the same treadmill? Why continue walking, running, searching, but never getting anywhere with your life? Turn it over to the Lord. Trust him to guide and direct your life. Don't expect it to be all better tomorrow if you do that. You got to have patience. You got to have long suffering. But you got to trust the Lord knows exactly what he's doing and that he wants what's best for you in your life. And that's not just me talking. That's what the truth of God's word says. He wants the best for his children. And he knows what's best. You and I don't know what's best for us because we can't see tomorrow and further down the road. But God knows what's best for us. Put your faith in the Lord is what I'm trying to tell you this morning. The Lord invites us to test him. Do you know that? The Lord invites us to try him. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10 says, prove me now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts. He says, prove me now. If I will not open the windows and pour you out a blessing, that there should not be room enough to receive it. You get that? Try God. If you tried everything else in this life, then your life is still a shambles. Your life is still a mess. You're still confused about where you're at and what you're doing. Prove the Lord. Try him. And see if he won't open the windows and pour out a blessing that you won't be able to receive. Let this year be the new year that you take a leap of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I had faith last year. Take a new leap of faith with the Lord. Let this be the year, this new year, that you surrender complete control of your life over to the Lord. Let this new year be the year that you enjoy the purpose, that you enjoy the direction of the Lord in your life. Brothers and sisters, as the Lord told the Israelites, it's time to move. As my text said, and the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. You've been in this place long enough. He said, it's time to move. Brothers and sisters, it's time to move. Whether it be in church attendance, whether it be in your reading and your studying of the Word of God this year, whether it be spending more time in prayer this year for the needs of others, for the needs of your brothers and sisters, for the lost, whatever the situation might be, it may be time to spend more time in prayer. It might be time to spend more time in witnessing, telling those in your world, in your circle of friends, in your family, more about Jesus and what he did for them. It might be time, brothers and sisters, to look after your brothers and sisters a little bit more and what it is that they're going through. We need to look at our lives. It's the beginning of a new year. It's a good time to be able to examine ourselves as the Word of God says in the areas of our Christian life and our Christian walk where we need to move in 2022. I can't do that for you. You have to have a desire to do that for yourself. I hope nobody's like the examples I gave. It's like, well, it's just another year. Or, you know, well, it's too much work. It's too hard to move. So I think I'm just going to circle for another year. Brothers and sisters, I try to tell you all the time, there really is an urgency to this gospel. There is an urgency for us as God's people to be who he wants us to be, as he wants us to be, so that we can say, yes, here am I. send me. People every day of all ages are dying in this world. And many of them, I believe, are dying without the Lord. The urgency is that if that happens to anybody, they're going to spend eternity separated apart from God in hell. Instead of the promised land. Instead of heaven that one day after a while we'll arrive at if we've been saved. And as I try to tell you all the time, we're not living this life just for that destination. That's the benefit of being a child of God. We're living this life in a relationship with the Lord right now. What a blessing it is. Every single day that we have, we can fellowship and be intimate and grow more and more close to the Lord every single day. And we can enjoy this gift that He has given us to the utmost. It's time to move. Take a look, examine, see where you can move closer to the Lord. See where you can move to be more obedient to God. See where you can move to be in the place that God's got you to be, wants you to be in. It might be a journey you're on. We're all on a journey. But He may have something specific in mind for you that He wants you to move toward. You have to be willing to do that. That's my message this morning. I pray that 2022 is going to be a wonderful year for us. You say, Pastor, there's a lot of stuff going on. We're still dealing with the pandemic. I know that. I understand that. But that doesn't excuse us from being who God wants us to be. It doesn't excuse us from carrying the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to a world that's much in need. We got to stop circling. We got to start moving, and it's time to move. Word on anyone's heart before we bring our service to a close this morning. Anything else need to be done? Testimony of any kind? Anything at all? May God bless you in this new year is my prayer. I trust and pray that God will bless your homes, bless your families. Some of you have children that have yet to be saved, and I'm praying for their souls that the Lord will touch them and make them realize their need to be saved and seek Him and be saved. I'm praying for some of the older people in the church, some of our spouses whose husbands aren't saved and not attending church with them. I'm praying that God will convict them and that they'll join their families in worship and service to the Lord. I got a whole list of things I'm praying for this year already, and it's only January 2nd. And I trust that God will be a blessing to you in your life this year. Anything else on your hearts? If not, come back and join us tonight at 6 o'clock if you can, and we'll worship again. If there's no other word, we'll stand, we'll be dismissed.